Coach, congratulations, a big win. They knew going in that you guys would have the advantage. Your team came out and played hard and got the business taken care of early.
We did. I mean, the kids come out and they got after it. Give a lot of credit to Russell, though, early. I mean, they come out with a lot of enthusiasm, and they, you know, got a couple first downs in that first series and played hard. And, you know, their numbers are so short that they, just kind of at a disadvantage for them, but they played hard, so give them credit. But, you know, our guys come out and took care of business, too.
You got to like those quick plays, too, as well. One-play drives there. Dalton Beeler with two touchdown runs. The other one, Drew Kite, the touchdown reception from Brett O'Neill.
They're nice, but, I mean, you know, don't expect them, you know, too often like that. I mean, you know, they're nice to see, but, you know, it's, you know, playoff time. Those are going to come, you know, far and few between, you know, for most teams in the playoffs. But, you know, we'll definitely take them whenever they come like that.
Defense on the second drive of Russell and on really did a good job of readjusting to what Russell was running there and shutting him down and forcing him into punting situations.
They did. I mean, we started reading, you know, the double dive just a little bit better out of the option, you know, for the bone and also out of their, you know, one back set. You know, that's pretty tough to read when you don't see it full speed like that in practice. And, you know, they ran it pretty effective early. And we finally, you know, our guys kind of recognized what was going on and they made the adjustments and then got the stops.
How nice was it to see a non-offensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown, Tyus Price, a nice 63-yard return to the house?
It was nice. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of trouble just communicating back there this year as far as just, you know, who's going to take the ball, who's going to catch them. But the last couple of weeks have been a lot better with our returns. And, you know, we've had more punt return yards in the last two or three games than what we had probably those first six or seven put together. You know, so our guys, you know, are getting back there trying to get the wall set, and we're catching the ball and trying to run to daylight.
And a nice job by getting a lot of young kids in there as well. And they did a good job of moving the ball down the field.
They did. I mean, you know, we got juniors out there, and they got freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So, I mean, they're playing kids their own age, and, you know, that's kind of what you want to see as far as you know, kids competing with kids in the same grade, same class, and, you know, getting after a little bit. And I thought our guys did pretty well.
Senior class, 36-0 in regular season games. That's a pretty amazing feat in itself.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's, you know, something that, you know, can never be broken. You know, so somebody may tie it, but, you know, they've been perfect in the regular season. And now it's, you know, up to all of us as far as the players and the coaches and, you know, kind of keep it moving and go game by game. And, you know, we kind of talked about goals yesterday, and, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, getting to the final. But, man, there's so many games between there and now that you know, that's a goofy goal. I mean, your goal better be, you know, to win that bi-district game on Tuesday and come to practice, you know, tomorrow and prepare to play Cimarron and get better.
Short turnaround, as you mentioned there, Tuesday night you're going to host either Cimarron or Holcomb right now. Last check at halftime, it was Holcomb 21-14 over Cimarron. You played Holcomb in week three. Cimarron, improved team from a year ago, about a five-win turnaround from last year.
That is. Yeah, Coach Miniman's done a good job down there. They, you know, had a transfer come in at the first semester last year. That's, you know, Ty Clark, that's run for a ton of yards this year and gives them that extra dimension. You know, the thing with Holcomb, you know, with Heath Tucker, you know, being out, that takes away a big weapon on offense, defense, special teams. And, you know, it's, you know, unfortunate. Heath is a heck of a nice kid. So, you know, we want to, you know, shout out to him to, you know, get healthy quick. And, you know, another kid we want to yell at, you know, real quick tonight is that Lane Hayes at home having, a, you know, an accident, you know, a couple of days ago with the truck. And, you know, Lane, you know, get healthy, get better and get back to school. And we'll see you when you get there.
Definitely so there. And once again, congratulations, Coach. Businessman-like effort here tonight for Scott City again, 55-0 over the Russell Broncos.
All right. Thanks, Adam.